What were your thoughts on how the weekend went?
Well, I slept a little better after the games. The Ketchikan games kind of bugged me all weekend and into the first couple of days of practice. Cause I wanted to see, going into the Juno games, what kind of team we were. And I felt that the Ketchikan games probably didn't really show us who we were. So the Juno games, I felt we came out, the JVs played well, and we were only going to play five inning games anyways, because Juno's they're kind of skinny on players this year. The JVs played real well. We had some hits and good pitching. I felt the weekend had good pitching all around. The varsity games, we still, the first two games were mercy ruled. One was a five inning game, one was a six inning game. And then the second game on Saturday was a, we went full seven, ended up losing that game 10-0, but it was a good game. And our pitching really did well. I mean, I felt our pitching, we've played 10 games in 2 weeks, which is a tremendous amount, four JV and then six varsity games. And granted, some of those have been shortened because of the mercy rule, but our pitching is, I felt, coming out of the Ketchikan series, our pitchers did okay. We just didn't have the defense behind them. This week we had much better defense, and I think we feel more comfortable on our field. It's not a big, enormous field, so you can get to the ball a little bit quicker. Our pitchers did well. We did reduce our walks that we were giving up, and I felt that we had better command of the strike zone than we had the previous week. But that's part of it, is just that game experience for them. We're getting good play out of our younger kids. We've got three freshmen that are playing a lot of baseball. They've been involved in 10 games, and they're really doing well for us. Along with our older kids, our veterans that are juniors and seniors are really had played good defense for this weekend, and some of their bats are starting to come around too. And I've been real impressed with Nick Hofstede. Is another. He's a junior. He hasn't doesn't have a lot of baseball experience with him. And I wasn't even sure if he was going to play this year after he played last year. And he's he's really come a long ways. So it's fun to see these younger guys come a long ways and then get good play out of guys that played for us last week. Loudon Sandhofer pitched and caught a lot of games. I'm sure his body was aching over the weekend, but he did real well for us. Stu Kahn held down shortstop for us. He caught for us. He pitched for us and did great. And then you throw Sawyer Briner and Stone Morgan at third and second, freshman boys. And Thomas Durkin pitched the first game on Friday for us, the varsity game, and really did well for a freshman. Did great at shortstop for us. Josh Tinas, and he's struggling a little bit at the plate. Finally got a base hit. He's put a lot of time in, got a base hit there at the very last at bat of the series. And the thing I would really say about him is that in his frustration, he really brought the defense. He really held down first base for us well. Had some really great plays on line drives and pop flies, foul balls, and just got us out of innings when we need to get them. And that's not always easy when you're frustrated, when things aren't really going well for you. So it says a lot about him that he's able to just compartmentalize. When I'm on the field playing defense, I'm going to play defense and then come back and work hard. And we're really hoping that the base hit was a good sign, because he's a great hitter, and it's gonna start coming for him. But you got the File twins that are just doing a great job for us in right and center field right now. And so I'm real pleased. We got work to do, but it's fun to watch them play. And like I said, the young guys, the sophomore and freshman, are getting a lot of playing time right now because of all the games, which is great for them.